For intermediate players, when it comes to technique, the big thing is alternate picking. Now, I personally believe, and other teachers disagree with me on this, and that's okay, that you should learn alternate picking regardless of whether you're going to continue to use it thereafter. Because even in other types of picking, like hybrid picking or economy picking, there are times where, like if you have, let's say, a couple notes on the same string, you have to alternate pick. Like, alternate picking seeps its way into the other types of picking, and it's the most common picking, and a lot of people never even learn other more advanced ways of picking, like economy picking or sweep picking or whatever. So as an intermediate, simply get your tempo. This is my biggest piece of advice. Get your tempo at which you can play whatever scale you're working on, and then strive to increase it gradually over time. So I just chose 120 BPM, and I chose a G major scale just to demonstrate. So suppose this is the scale you're working on, and this is your speed, the speed at which you can cleanly do alternate picking. So it should be down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up. In other words, eighth notes should be the count. Namely, every time the pick clicks, your pick goes down. I'm sorry, every time the metronome clicks, your pick goes down. And every time you're picking notes in between the clicks, your pick is going up. So three, four, down, up, down, up, down, up, down. Like that. And so if that's your tempo, 120, then you make a note of that. And by the way, if there are other positions that you play G major scale in, they should all be at 120. You should know what they are. If there are some slower than 120, you know, in different positions. All these different positions, you can't see that I'm changing positions, but that's what I was doing. And you get them all up to 120, and now perfect. You know where you stand, and you know where you want to go, which is 125. You know, maybe work it up to 121, you know, for the next couple days, and then 122. So it's very simple it's a very simple thing, but no one does it. And then people say, well, how do I get faster? Well, how can you try and get faster if you don't know how fast you're going now? Also, when it comes to intermediate technique, I find that with regards to soloing, the people aren't really using expressive elements. They haven't really learned what they are. You heard me reference these when I was talking about advanced in the melody section for advanced players. But basically, once you learn all your pentatonics, then you can learn bending. You can learn vibrato. You can learn double stops. And you can learn slides. And you can learn hammer-ons and pull-offs. And then what you do from there is you start putting them all together. Like I demonstrated for the advanced people, you know, just two elements at the same time goes a long way. Bending and vibrato, for example. Or double stops and hammer-ons. And pull-offs. Or slides and hammer-ons. Or pull-offs. You know, so there's a lot of different varieties there. And intermediate players, they just haven't developed, as far as technique goes, the expressive elements as well as they could. And then other areas of technique for intermediate players are like finger style. They can grow their fingers if you're into that kind of playing. I'm not going to go into it now, but if you're curious about how to get further along in finger style, you might look at my YouTube video, which is called Guitar Lessons Ithaca Finger Style Acoustic Guitar. It's 4 minutes and 20 seconds long. And the other thing is that frequently intermediate players don't know how to play the chords quieter than they play single note lines. So like it's like unless they use a pedal to boost their signal when they're playing single note lines, their chords are going to be way louder. So when you have, let's say, two guitars without effects, like two acoustic guitars or two clean electric guitars that are jamming, the one who's playing chords, if they're both intermediate players, the likelihood is the one who's playing chords is going to drown out the one playing single notes. And it's tough to teach how to play the chords quieter, but I give a bunch of possibilities for how to do this in an article I wrote. I'm going to just tell you where you can find the article if you're interested in that topic. It's australianguitaracademy.com.au/398-2. All right, I'm going to repeat that. This is my friend Nick who published my article on his site, Australian Guitar Academy. So australianguitaracademy.com.au/398-2. And there's a video that goes with it, which is called Balancing Volume of Single Notes and Chords.